Chapter 20. The Crow and the Pitcher. Once there was a crow who had flown a very far distance on a hot day. He searched and searched for water, as he was very thirsty. Finally, he spotted a pitcher and flew down to the table where it rested. He poked his beak into the top of the pitcher, but he could not reach the water at the bottom. He could smell it and see it, but he could not taste it.
"If I cannot get some water, I will die,"
the crow gasped. He tried again and again to reach deeper into the pitcher, but he could not. When he ruffled his feathers to fly away, he spotted a small flower bed decorated with round white pebbles. The crow flew down to the flower bed and picked up a pebble. He flew back to the table and dropped the pebble into the pitcher. The water in the bottom raised a tiny bit, but the crow still could not reach. Again and again the crow flew to the flower bed to pick up a pebble. Again and again he dropped it into the pitcher and watched the water creep slowly upward. Finally, after many pebbles, the crow thrust his head into the pitcher and found he could reach the water. He drank and drank until he was full. Then he flapped proudly away, thinking, "Little by little does the trick."